Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unknown Market Wizards by Jack D. Schwager continues his well-known Market Wizard series by shifting the spotlight away from famous hedge fund icons and toward exceptional traders who have largely stayed out of the public eye. Built around Schwager's interview-driven approach, the book explores how these lesser-known professionals think, manage risk, handle pressure, and construct repeatable edges across a range of markets and styles. Rather than presenting a single formula for success, it emphasizes principles that survive changing conditions, disciplined decision-making, rigorous risk control, and an honest understanding of personal strengths and weaknesses. Readers get a close look at different paths to mastery, from discretionary trading to more systematic approaches, and from short-term tactics to longer-term positioning. The result is a practical, experience-based guide that helps traders and investors compare methods, refine habits, and set more realistic expectations about what consistent performance actually requires. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, many paths to trading success, not one magic system. A central message of Unknown Market Wizards is that elite performance does not come from copying a single strategy. Schwager's interviews show traders reaching high levels through very different approaches, markets, and time horizons. Some rely on reading price action and market context, while others lean more heavily on rules, indicators, or repeatable setups. The book emphasizes that what matters is not the label of a method, but whether it fits the trader using it and whether it is executed with consistency. This diversity is useful because it challenges the common belief that there is one best style for everyone. Instead, it invites readers to focus on alignment, matching personality, temperament, and lifestyle constraints with a process that can be followed when conditions get stressful. Another takeaway is that good trading is more about decision quality over many repetitions than about occasional brilliant calls. Readers can compare how different professionals define opportunity, filter trades, size positions, and evaluate results, then adapt the underlying principles rather than imitating surface-level tactics. By showing multiple real-world examples of success, the book helps traders build confidence in selecting a path that is sustainable for them and resilient across different market regimes. Secondly, risk management as the real edge. Across the Market Wizards series, risk control is a recurring theme, and Unknown Market Wizards reinforces it as the foundation of longevity. The traders profiled may differ in entry techniques or market preference, but they converge on a similar priority: survive first, thrive second. The book highlights practical ways professionals limit damage when wrong, including disciplined stop placement, position sizing that reflects volatility, and explicit rules for reducing exposure during poor performance streaks. This focus reframes trading from prediction to probability management. Instead of trying to be right all the time, the goal becomes ensuring that losses are contained and that winners have room to matter. Readers will also find the idea that risk is not only about a single trade, but about portfolio and psychological risk, such as overconfidence after a winning streak or revenge trading after a loss. Another insight is the asymmetry between small mistakes and large consequences in markets. A few oversized losses can erase months of good work. By emphasizing consistent risk practices, the book offers a blueprint for building robustness, allowing a trader to keep showing up long enough for skill and edge to compound. Thirdly, psychology, discipline, and the cost of self-deception. Unknown Market Wizards treats trading psychology not as a motivational side topic, but as an operational requirement. Many of the featured traders demonstrate that emotional control, routine, and self-awareness can be the difference between a workable system and a failing one. The interviews explore how pros handle fear, greed, impatience, and the urge to force trades. A key lesson is that discipline is rarely a single heroic act. It is built through processes that reduce impulsive decisions, such as pre-trade checklists, predefined exits, and post-trade reviews. The book also highlights the role of honesty in performance evaluation. Traders who improve tend to measure outcomes against process, not against whether a trade happened to make money. This reduces the tendency to reinforce bad habits that were accidentally profitable or to abandon good habits after normal variance. Another psychological theme is resilience. Markets inevitably deliver drawdowns and periods of underperformance, so the ability to continue executing a plan while making measured adjustments is crucial. Readers come away with a realistic picture of the mental skills behind consistency and with ideas for turning psychological weaknesses into manageable constraints. Fourthly, finding and maintaining an edge in changing markets. A practical challenge for any trader is that markets evolve. Strategies that once worked can degrade as participants adapt, liquidity changes, or volatility regimes shift. Unknown Market Wizards addresses this by showing how successful traders think about edge as something that must be tested, monitored, and sometimes reinvented. Rather than treating a setup as permanently valid, the book encourages readers to look for repeatable patterns tied to behavior, structure, or risk transfer that remain relevant, and to verify them through evidence. The interviews also illustrate how traders separate signal from noise, using market context and clear criteria to avoid overfitting. Another important point is adaptability without randomness. Changing your method every time results dip is not adaptation, it is typically inconsistency. The traders discussed tend to modify size, selectivity, or execution before they overhaul the core approach, and they do so based on observed changes rather than frustration. Readers also learn that edge can come from specialization, such as focusing on a niche market, a specific time window, or a particular type of event, where attention and experience create an advantage. This topic helps readers think more professionally about sustaining performance over years, not weeks. Lastly, process, practice, and building a professional trading routine. Beyond big ideas, Unknown Market Wizards is rich in the mechanics of becoming consistently competent. Schwager's interview format reveals the routines that support high performance, including preparation, research habits, trade planning, and structured review. A major lesson is that results tend to follow process. The best traders operate like practitioners refining a craft. They gather data from their own decisions, analyze mistakes, and iterate. The book emphasizes journaling and post-trade analysis as tools for identifying recurring errors, such as entering too early, holding losers too long, or sizing too aggressively after wins. It also points to the importance of clear rules around when not to trade, such as during emotional disturbance, low-quality conditions, or after reaching risk limits. Another recurring element is patience and selectivity. Many skilled traders wait for high-conviction opportunities that match their criteria rather than chasing constant action. Readers can translate these insights into a routine that fits their schedule, defining a market universe, setting risk parameters, creating entry and exit templates, and establishing weekly or monthly performance reviews. This topic makes the book especially useful because it bridges inspiration and implementation, showing how professional habits turn knowledge into repeatable execution. In conclusion, Unknown Market Wizards is best suited for active traders, serious investing enthusiasts, and professionals who want to understand what consistent performance looks like in real life. It is also valuable for motivated beginners who have learned basic terminology but still lack a realistic framework for risk, discipline, and skill development. The book can benefit a reader's life by shifting the focus from chasing hot tips to building a process, defining an edge, controlling downside, and improving through deliberate review. Those are transferable skills that can reduce financial stress, improve decision-making under uncertainty, and encourage long-term thinking. Compared with many trading books that promise a single winning method, Schwager's interview-based approach offers something more durable, multiple perspectives that reveal common principles while respecting individual differences. That makes it easier to find a style that matches your temperament rather than forcing yourself into a template. The fact that the traders are less famous is part of the value, because it highlights that strong performance is not limited to celebrity names and that practical, repeatable habits often matter more than dramatic stories. For readers who want both inspiration and actionable realism, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jack D. Schwager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.